It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A legendary NFL running back from the area dies at 60. Traumatic brain injury among NFL players is back in the news again, and maybe there's no Sports Illustrated jinx after all. It's time now to check in with our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. His video blog is Sportsnet, and we talk to him each and every Monday at this time. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
I'm well, thank you. The result of last night's playoff game notwithstanding. Chuck Muncy, who was an all-star in the NFL in the late 70s and early 80s, died of a heart attack this past week. He was only 60 years old. He had some history of drug abuse and went to prison. But when an athlete, especially a former football player, dies so young, does that raise any red flags for you?
Oh, yeah, and I think we all look at it that way. You know, Chuck was just a couple of years younger than me down there in Uniontown and grew up on the playgrounds playing football and basketball down there. But when you'd see him on Sunday afternoons and everybody made a big deal out of him, say, hey, well, it's just Chuck. You know, we used to play ball all the time. But, yeah, it does. And I think what happens, Paul, is that disconnect between you seeing the player in the arena and then when they're gone and then they die so young. It just makes no sense. Because they were the best, in the best shape. They were the strongest, the fastest.
I mentioned his going to prison for cocaine. He turned his life around, though, when he got out of prison.
Yes, he did. Yes. He acknowledged he made mistakes and burned that candle at both ends and wished he'd have done it differently. But when he got out, he devoted his life to helping others in their struggle against the inner demons.
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette did a series on NFL players suffering from what has been diagnosed as chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Did you see the series, and what did you think of it?
It's something we've looked at for a couple of years. A couple of former Steelers had died at a very young age, and younger age than you would expect, and the brain studies would show that they had been affected much like boxers had been, that they had suffered traumatic injury to their brains, and the helmet does not protect you that much, and it's not the one single blow that does it, it's the repeated blows of it. If you think of the brain as a yolk inside an eggshell, the shell doesn't have to crack to do damage to the yolk.
So the good news is at least we're learning more about what has happened to NFL players and why they have struggled after they retire from football.
Yes, that's correct. And it's a very topical study, too, because, you know, there are connections to the brain injuries that soldiers are suffering in returning from their tours from Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's much more research is needed to be done, but there have been some tremendous achievements and advances in the last couple of years.
We have about a minute left. We're talking with our guest, sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Bob Dvorak. And Bob, we might as well talk about some hockey. Everybody's talking about the game last night. Sidney Crosby didn't score in that game, but he has had a tremendous round in the playoffs, a hat trick Friday night. So we were talking about the Sports Illustrated jinx last week. Maybe not so much for Sidney Crosby.
No, I don't think there's anything that can stop him. He's really just such a tremendous talent. I did read with interest today a note about whether that face mask has affected him on the face-offs. He's not winning as many face-offs as he has, but he says it doesn't. That's not an issue whatsoever. But boy, last night, yeah, that's a tough one. But listen, no goal achieving ever comes easy. They're going to have to earn it. It's a series now.
So last question for you. Game 4 is Wednesday night. Who should the Penguins start in goal? A lot of people probably wonder what an expert like you thinks.
Yeah, and I would say that, there's going to be a chorus saying, well, they should go with Marc-Andre Fleury again. But I think they do stick with Vokoun at least one more game, especially because it's on the road. And then if he does a switch, he'd use Fleury at home. Vokoun didn't lose that game for them. They had so many chances to expand that lead, and blowing a lead in the last 30 seconds is inexcusable.
Bob Dvorak is sports writer emeritus at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Paul.
Tuesday on Essential Pittsburgh, legal contributor David Harris on who is responsible when bar patrons have too much to drink. Also, attention job seekers, contributor Rebecca Harris has tips for the perfect resume. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.